This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
And now the president's remarks on the debt ceiling in 20 seconds.
It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. If we're going to actually solve the problem, there are a finite number of ways to do it. And they're going to have to compromise, just like I have shown myself willing to compromise. So, yeah, we're going to have a sales job. This is not pleasant. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
Going for the most likely to be centrist award, the president says, hold your nose and get the job done. Look, we have no problem with peas here. The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, July 12th. John Hockenberry is out all this week. We have breaking news overnight out of Afghanistan. That's where we'll start the news. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, one of the most powerful men in the country, has been assassinated. Ahmed Wali Karzai was reportedly shot by his own bodyguard in Kandahar this morning. Joining us now from Kabul is Matthew Akins, freelance journalist who writes for Harper's and other publications. Good morning, Matthew, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do we know about the killing of Ahmed Wali Karzai, other than that he was shot by his bodyguard?
Well, the initial details are a little scarce, but it seems that the man who shot him, reportedly Sardar Ahmad, was a close friend of the family and someone who was a longtime trusted bodyguard of Ahmed Wali.
And he was shot where? Because there seem to be conflicting reports about that.
Yeah, most of the reports seem to be that he was shot in his home, that he was meeting a group of provincial elders in his house, and he stepped outside the room to speak privately with Sardar Ahmad, and that's when people heard gunshots and rushed in to find him dying and, you know, the bodyguard then killed the assailant.
This is a man who has worked very closely with NATO. They say he's been indispensable to their efforts against the Taliban in the south. What does it mean for NATO going forward?
Well, it's a big game changer. The fact is that Ahmed Wali was central to Karzai's network in the south, which was both, you know, essential for stability and part of the problem because government corruption is contributing to violence there. But ISAF and NATO and the U.S. basically decided to bet on him after a long debate about a year ago, and they've been working with him, hoping that he would help with transition and reconciliation. So the fact that his killing really opens the door for a lot of instability, but also new possibilities in terms of bringing in more people into the government now.
As freelance journalist Matthew Akins joining us live from Kabul. Matthew, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That, again, is the breaking news from overnight in Afghanistan that Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother was assassinated. Coming back here to the U.S., budget talks in Washington seem to be going in the wrong direction. Congressional Republicans vow now they will not close any tax loopholes on large corporations or repeal tax breaks for the richest households. President Obama has called leaders from both parties back to the White House today for more talks.
It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So we might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
Democrats have offered cuts to Social Security and Medicare in a deal to reduce spending and prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its loans. Minnesota's government not quite going in the right direction either, it seems. The state shutdown is now in its 12th day. That is now the longest government shutdown for a state in U.S. history. In Wisconsin today, many residents will vote in the broadest recall effort in that state's history. Control of the state Senate will actually be on the table. And a heat wave is rolling through the South and the Midwest. It's expected to reach the Northeast today. The heat index could hit 115 degrees in some areas, and 17 states have issued excessive heat warnings. And finally, the phone hacking scandal continues to grow across Rupert Murdoch's British media empire. The Sunday Times and the Daily Mail, those are two Murdoch-owned papers, have also been accused. News Corp has lost $7 billion in market value over the past 4 days. Asian and European markets are down because of worries that Europe's debt crisis will spread to Italy. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,505, the S&P at 1,319, the NASDAQ at 2,362. Later this hour, we're going to talk about tomatoes, not rotten tomatoes. We're going to talk about the tomatoes you eat on your salads and your hamburgers. Why are they so bland? And did you even realize that they're bland? We'll talk through the science later on this hour. But first, to Washington to dig into those debt ceiling negotiations.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.